Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1162, getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of the Halachas of Shinoi Mokaim. Okay, so the question is now, what about somebody goes from their house, what is the Halacha when one goes from inside their house to their backyard or to their garden or so on? In other words, somebody's eating something or drinking something that Shehakol or Eitzu Adama, and they're inside the house. Now they go to the backyard, they go to the garden or so on to continue eating, whatever the case might be, assuming that they're going out to continue eating, because we said it is a machloikis. If somebody just runs out for an extremely short period of time, runs right back in, but let's say assume they're going out there now to go to eat in their own backyard. How do we look at it? So, make a long story short, it is a machloikis, but there are many major poskim that hold taka that when one goes from inside the house, to the garden, backyard, or so on, or the like, it's like going from house to house, like going from one house to another, according to a certain major poskim, which would need, and therefore, according to them, it would require a new bracha if somebody, in fact, wants to continue eating or drinking the same item, that is, like we said, shahakal adama or hayes. Of course, by mizonos, right, and hamoitzi, it wouldn't apply, what we've been talking about and so on. Okay. So therefore, according to these poskim, it would require taka new bracha, if one would go to the second location. Now, if one did in fact change so let's say, good, so I slipped up, good, I'm not supposed to do it, but I went out, I'm from in my house, I went into the garden, I went into the yard, and I'm continuously eating over there. What do I do now? I forgot, or whatever the case is. So if one did in fact change their location from inside the house again to the backyard or the garden and so on, one would not remake a bracha. Even though you have these major poskim who hold that you do remake the bracha, one would not remake the bracha of shahakal adam or eitz. This is due to the fact, because of the fact there are those who hold that Rav Scheinberg, Zecher Tzadik Lebracha, and others held that that the garden or backyard, I mean, they bring down Rav Scheinberg. I shouldn't say others, I haven't seen, but that's how they bring down. Rav Scheinberg held that if somebody constantly goes to the backyard, they use the backyard to eat. Sometimes they have a grill, a barbecue, whatever the case is, in the backyard, and it's, they go in and out, you know, they go back and forth. It's something that they usually do, or it's used in such a way. So they go with the family, they go with friends, whatever the space, the question is, especially in the warmer weather. So it'll be considered, so Lafi that says from Scheinberg, will be considered like going from room to room, and no new bracha would be required. Now, many major poskim don't hold like that. Other poskim, like we said in the beginning of today's shir, that they hold, no, it's room to room. Going from inside your house to a garden, backyard, or so on, even though it's your own, right, it's like you're going from one house to another. Lafi the other way, right? Like Rav Scheinberg mentioned that if it's some a place I usually go to, you make a grill, you have a grill, you have barbecue, whatever. So then it is as though you're going from one room to another, even though there's no roof or something like that over it, right? If there's a roof, it makes it easier, which we'll talk about. But it's a regular open backyard. So bottom line is, when the dust settles, make a long story short, it's a machalekis, right? Even if one usually goes, if not one, so even Lafi, Rav Scheinberg, somebody always goes there, somebody never goes, I never go to my backyard, I never go to my garden, I don't make grills, I don't make barbecues, not, so then, yes, and then for sure will be like going from house to house, right, according to everybody. But we're talking about a case in time where somebody uses their garden, their backyard, or whatever to make these get-togethers with friends or family, whatever the case is. And then it becomes a machlekes. So what should one do? So one should be very careful. So bottom line is, like we've been through many cases that are a machlekes in Shina Makam, one should be very careful not to change their location in such an instance due to the fact that it is a machlekes amongst the place. In other words, if you're inside, stay inside. If you're outside, if you want to eat outside, make the bracha outside. That's all very simple. You don't have to start eating inside and go outside. Okay, so somebody did mention the Shaila to me, which we'll try and get into. Well, sometimes they have to make the bracha inside and then bring it outside because they have to, whatever, taste it and see if it needs more salt, pepper, whatever. Okay, the various, could be sometimes various different reasons, but letter of the law, if you want to call it, what should one do? Either make the bracha inside and stay inside, or make the bracha outside and stay outside. Fine, that's all. So, but if one, as much as possible, if one in fact changed their location, like we said, So they didn't. They made the bracha inside, then they changed the location. Fine. From the backyard, and over here, there's no holchei drachim. You're not traveling. It's just a question of sitting in one place and then changing to another place. So if one, in fact, changed their location from in the house to the backyard or to the garden, after the fact, one should not make a bracha, of course, on the same food or drink. If it's a place whereby they use sometimes for grills or barbecues or whatever the case is, one should not make a bracha because it is a suffic bracha due to the machlokes. Now, the best thing, like we've mentioned quite a number of times also, what one should do if, as much as possible, take a different food and make a bracha over there, right? I slipped up, I went out, whatever, good, machlekes, I'm not going to remake the bracha, safik bracha, but you want to get out of everything, best way to do it is to take another food. Like if it's a shahakal, right, take a different shahakal. If it's, you could even take, like we always mention, a pinch of salt, pinch of sugar, whatever. If it's a eitz, take possibly an almond, cashew, whatever, one little thing, you know, a different eitz, bring it outside and make a bracha over there. In other words, you go in the house, you bring it outside, whatever, wahadam. It could be a little baby tomato. There's various different aces ways to get out of it if one is able to. The halachal maizah, you have to. No, you just don't make another bracha. It's suffik brachas lachal. But we want to try and always get out of it. Those are various different ways to get out of it. But this is a machlekes, and one should avoid changing locations when it comes to going to the backyard or going into the garden and these type of things, you know, in the back of a house. Even it's different than a porch. We're talking about mamish a backyard, mamish a garden. Thank you for listening. I just wanted to end off, right? So where do we find this? We find this Rabban Sefer, page 140. Just give the mind Makaimis where it's like to do, in case you always have to look it up. Rabban Sefer 140, Rav Weisenfeld, page 37. Also the Sefer Oitzra Halachas brings it down in Simen Kuf Ayin Ches, Sif Zion, this Machlaikis. Thank you for listening. Atzalacha Baruch HaKol Tov.